Welcome to the Radio. Welcome to the Quitting is Not an Option radio show. Today is Saturday, June the 20th, 2015. We're broadcasting live out of Jacksonville, Florida. This is your host, Tamiko Stewart. We also have our ministry team member, Dana Duffy, on the line as well. I'm excited about the show today. We have an amazing topic. We're going to be discussing walking on water. Yes, walking on water. Where are my faith fanatics today that are listening in to the radio broadcast? We're talking about faith fanatics walking on water. At this time, we're going to ask Dana Duffy to do the announcement.
Good evening, Radio Land. Get ready, Chicago. Tamiko Stewart International Ministries is relocating. Stay connected via Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Are you in need of prayer? Call our administrative office at 773-345-8722. Again, that number is 773-345-8722. Join National Women Empowerment every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central and 9 p.m. Eastern to get charged up. Sow into the kingdom. Partner with Tamiko Stewart International Ministries. We are in need of your financial support. You can give via PayPal using email address give@tamikostewart.com. Again, that email address is give@tamikostewart.com.
Thank you so much, Dana, for the announcements, and we're going to dive right into the radio broadcast on today. But before we go any further, we just want to say a special prayer for the families and the victims that were affected in the church massacre in Charleston, South Carolina. We need to continuously pray for those that were murdered and also for their families, also for that community. As a whole, we bind the spirit of racism and we loose love in that city. Lord, we pray, God, that you will give them peace that surpasses all understanding. We pray that you will comfort them in the midst of their mourning in this trying time. We even pray for the shooter, God, that you will have mercy on his soul, God, and save him, God. Lord, we pray that love will begin to show its head in the place of hate. And, Lord, we just continuously keep Charleston, South Carolina, lifted up before you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, today, Radio Land, we're going to be talking about walking on water, talking about faith. If you have your Bibles, go with me to the book of Matthew, the 14th chapter, and we're going to be focusing on the 22nd through the 33rd verse. I'm going to hit a couple of those scriptures real quick. It says, immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. The next verse 25 reads, shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It is a ghost, they said, and they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid. Verse 28, Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Verse 29, Jesus said, come. Then Peter got down out the boat and walked on water and came toward the Lord Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink and cried out, "Lord, save me." Again, today we're talking about walking on water, exercising your faith. God had a reason for recording the story of Jesus and Peter walking on water. What lessons can we learn from this story of faith, doubt, and miracles? We're going to look into that today. More than 5,000 people had followed Jesus to a deserted place on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. Jesus cared about them deeply. He healed people, and when they were hungry, he made sure they ate. He did another miracle. He fed all of them with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. That was enough to excite my faith right there. But it goes even further, Radio Land. It says, then Jesus sent his disciples ahead of him while he said goodbye to the thousands of people. He told the disciples to get in their boat and go to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. And after the people left, Jesus, he went up to the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, his disciples were struggling against a powerful headwind. Many of the disciples were experienced fishermen, but they were straining to make headway against the wind. Seeing the plight of his closest friends, Jesus went to them. And to do this, he defied the natural laws of physics. He performed the amazing miracle of walking on water. During the fourth watch of the night, because we know there are different watches of the night when people are praying, but during the fourth watch of the night, which would have been in the last few hours of the night prior to daylight, the disciples saw Jesus walking toward them on the water. Not realizing who he was, they cried out. And I'm wondering how they didn't recognize who Jesus was after they had just spent time with him. But instead of recognizing it was Jesus, they began to think that it was a ghost. They were terrified of the figure that approached them in the middle of the sea. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." Then we see where Peter's faith begins to get activated, and Peter's fear quickly turned into awe and action. Peter, out of the disciples, he was a man of action. It didn't take him long to grasp or catch what was going on. So his fear quickly turned into awe and action, and he said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said to Peter, "Come." And Peter did something that no one else on the boat did. Peter activated his faith, and he stepped outside the boat. Let me just stop here for a minute where Peter is stepping outside the boat. He put his faith to action. The Bible tells us faith without works is dead. Peter tried God. He saw that it was Jesus out there. He believed that if it was him, that he could bid him to come and he could walk on water just like Jesus. The Bible tells us that we are to do the works that Jesus did and even greater. When Peter saw that Jesus had walked on this water, he knew that he could walk on it too. He wasn't just a talker, but he was a doer. He stepped outside of the boat. No one else was willing to step outside of the boat but Peter. They were sitting by talking. I bet I could just imagine what they were saying to Peter as he was getting ready to step outside of the boat. They probably told him he was crazy. They probably told him he was going to drown. He was going to sink. They already thought that Jesus was a ghost. So they probably was taunting him. But Peter did a key thing. He drowned out the noise and he focused on Jesus. As long as Peter focused on Jesus, he walked on water. With faith in Jesus Christ, Peter started walking on water toward his master. But then the strong wind took his focus off Christ. That's what happens when we allow things to take our focus off Christ, we will begin to sink. But as long as Jesus had a ton, as long as Peter had a ton of view on Jesus, as long as Peter kept his eyes on Jesus, as long as Peter stayed focused, he walked on water. And the wind can represent whatever you are going through in life, whatever trial you're facing, whatever situation you're facing, whatever circumstance you're facing, whatever problem you're having. It can distract you from keeping your eyes on Jesus. But the enemy knows that if you could just get focused and get zero in on Jesus, you will begin to do things in the supernatural. You will begin to step out on faith. You will begin to walk in faith. You will begin to defy what man or woman has said about your situation. You will begin to defy what people say. You will defy what orders say, because you will believe in God, and God will begin to supernaturally work through you so you can get things accomplished. That's why the enemy fights us so much. He doesn't want us to get tuned in. He doesn't want us to get focused. He distracts us. He beat all the top of our heads. Children act crazy. Problems in the marriages. Problems on the job. Problems with people at church. Problems in your personal life. Problems in your finances. He does anything to distract you from keeping your eye on Jesus, from keeping your eyes affixed to the prize, from moving forward. He wants to do whatever he needs to do to keep you from doing it. And we see here with Peter. Peter was walking on water. He had faith in Jesus Christ. It wasn't faith in himself. He believed in Jesus just that much. Peter probably thought, now I was just with this man, and he fed 5,000 people with loaves of bread and fish. Now, I know it can't be impossible for him to walk on water, and I believe that if he did it, I can do it too. Peter's faith went from 0 to 100 real quick. He said, I am going to do what Jesus is doing. Peter started walking on the water. Don't count out that he began to sink. He did the impossible. He walked on water. But then the strong wind took his focus off of Christ. Soon doubt started to form in Peter's mind. And with his faith in Christ shaken due to the howling wind, he started to sink into the sea. Radio Land, not let nothing shake your faith in God. The winds may come, the storms may come, the problems may come, but don't you let nothing shake your faith in God, in Christ. Peter's faith was shook, and he began to sink in the sea. A lot of times we begin to sink in things that we're doing because we've allowed the enemy to shake our faith. Do not allow the enemy to shake your faith in God. There's a song that they used to sing, do not let nothing shake your faith. I don't care what it looks like in your life. It can look like a battle zone. It can look like a war field. It can look like everything is dead and nothing is going to happen. But you got to keep your faith in God despite what you see, despite how you feel, despite what you're going through. You got to stand on the word of God and stand on the promises of God and know that if God said it, that settles it, and I believe it. I don't care what I see out my natural eye, but I'm going to open my spiritual eye and stand on the things of God. Radio Land, I know how you feel. I'm in that very situation now where despite what it looked like, I know I heard God. I know I heard what he told me to do, and I'm going to stand on his word because he's going to make the way. Because if God gave you the vision, he will give you the provision. He will make a way for you supernaturally. He will open doors for you that no man can shut. And if nothing is happening, just know that God is working behind the scenes. The enemy will want you to think that nothing is happening, but just know that the angels have went to war for you, and they're fighting on your behalf, and they're working behind the scenes. So our job is just to begin to praise him now, give him an advance praise for what he is doing behind the scenes. We got to get like Peter and have that radical faith. I call them faith fanatics. You know, a fanatic is somebody that's just literally crazy, that's literally out there. We got to stand and have faith that is fanatical. Well, we got to stand on what God says, no matter what it looks like. The enemy wants to shake your faith, but you got to keep your faith in God that you're going to make it despite of what it looks like. So back to Peter as he was beginning to sink. Peter immediately called for Jesus' help. So Peter wasn't crazy. Yes, he was walking on water, but he immediately called for Jesus to help him when he began to sink. Radio Land, when we find ourselves in trouble, when we find ourselves in circumstances, we got to know who our help is and who we can call on to for help. And when Peter got distressed and when Peter began to sink, Peter immediately called for Jesus' help. Jesus immediately stretched out his hand and caught him. And as he did so, Jesus asked Peter, he said, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Look at what Jesus said to Peter. He said, "Oh, ye of little faith, why did you doubt?" I don't want Jesus to have to say to me, "Oh, ye of little faith, why did you doubt?" I don't want to ever doubt in Jesus. I want my faith to remain strong, to remain in check, to keep believing despite of what I'm going through, despite what I'm facing. I want to keep my faith in God. Then we see that after they got into the boat, that the wind that had been so boisterous, the wind that had shook Peter's faith in God, the wind suddenly stopped. Jesus was immediately able to speak to the wind. He shifted their situation, and the wind that had been blowing so hard, it immediately stopped. So what is that telling me? That's telling me that Jesus was just testing them. He was trying to see how strong their faith was. I want to pass the test. Peter was passing the test as he began to step out on the boat. And even though he began to sink in the water, I still believe Peter passed the test because he was the only one who had enough faith to get outside of the water and begin to walk on water. There are three lessons, Radio Land, that we can learn from Peter's story. Three lessons. Every word of God's Bible is precious and it's inspired. So there is a reason why every word in the Bible is included, every story is included, even with this story of Peter walking on water. It's included for us today. If the story is full of important lessons for Jesus Christ followers. And let's look at three of those lessons real quick. The first lesson is we need faith. Faith is a strong belief in God and trust that he will do what he said. And without faith, it is impossible. Hear me, Radio Lab. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Reference Hebrews 11 and 6. You cannot please God without faith. Because to even believe God, you got to have faith because you're believing in a man and a God that you can't even see. So it takes faith to please God. It takes faith to even live for God. The Bible provides many examples of faith, including the examples of Christ and Peter in this story. In John 5 and 19, Jesus declared that he could do nothing by himself, but only through God the Father. Jesus walked on water because of his faith in God. Likewise, Peter walked toward Jesus in faith before he stumbled. We need the living, true faith that allowed Jesus and Peter to walk on water. We need that faith that Jesus and Peter had as they walked on water. The second lesson that we is that doubt destroys faith. Hear me, Radio Land. Doubt destroys faith. When Peter started speaking, Jesus said the problem was doubt. Doubt damaged Peter's faith to the point that he couldn't walk on water anymore. Listen to me. Doubt damaged faith to the point that he couldn't even walk on water no more. Doubt crept in. Doubt can also damage our faith. Faith is tied to the promises that God gives us. When we start to doubt those promises, then our faith starts to fail. We do not want to allow doubt to creep in and cause our faith to fail. That's what happened with Peter. doubt destroyed his faith. I mean, it just creeped up in there and destroyed his faith. And he went from walking on water to sinking in the water, all because of doubt. The third lesson I wanted to point out today is that Jesus is there. Listen, Radio Land. Jesus is there when we face trials. In the midst of the waves and the wind, Jesus was with Peter and prevented him from sinking. This is a reassuring lesson that helps us to boost our faith today. Today, Jesus Christ does not walk as a human on the earth next to us, but he is still in charge. He is still in control, and he is able to give us a helping hand with whatever problems we may face. How many need a helping hand on today? How many need help? How many need Jesus in the midst of the waves and the wind that are blowing strong in your life, in the midst of the trials, in the midst of the storms, in the midst of the fiery furnace that we might be in the midst of the bad situations we might be in the midst of the situation that look like we are not going to be able to make it through. Jesus is still there with us when we face trials. We might not literally see him as they did in the Bible, but that's where our faith got to kick in, where we got to believe and know without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus is with us, that he will never leave us, that he will never forsake us, that we are on the mind of Christ, that even though we don't see nothing working in the natural, know that he is working behind the scenes on our behalf. Amen. The Apostle Paul explains how God helps us through trials. He said, no testing has overtaken you that is not coming to everyone. God is faithful, and he will not allow you to be tested beyond your strength. But with the testing, he will also provide a way out so that you will be able to endure it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Know that we're not going to go through any testing that is going to overtake us, that the testing that we're going through, others have went through it too. We need to know that God is faithful, and he will not let us be tested beyond our strength, and that he will always provide a way of escape for us in the midst of our testings, trials, and storms. And whenever life tosses a storm our way, we can call on Jesus Christ. We have an advocate with the Father. We are not bastard children. We can cry, Abba, Father. That's the problem. We go through trials and tests, and we don't call on the one that can help us. We might call on our friends. We might call on our brothers. Call on our pastor or our leader, but they're not the one you need to be calling on. You need to be calling on Jesus Christ, because he is the one that's able to speak, peace be still, and the storms and the winds stop blowing in our life. He is the one that will be there, that will offer us a helping hand to get back on our feet. He is the God of the turnaround. He is the God of the bounce back. He is the way-making God. He is the one that we should call upon when we find ourselves in a test, storm, or trial. We see today, Radio Land, that faith is a big subject, and it goes beyond believing in God's miracles and trusting in him during our trials. The Bible says we are saved by faith, and our sins can be forgiven, and we can receive eternal life because of the faith God gives us, Ephesians 2:8-10. We can work this faith up, but we can ask God for it and exercise it by always doing what God says. If we don't obey God and live his way, our faith is dead. Reference James 2:14-26. So we should always be ready to step out in faith to obey God, to have living faith. We have to walk in living faith. And the story didn't only end when Peter got back in the boat. While the story of Peter walking on water ended, when he got back in the boat, Peter's spiritual education and development continue. He did stumble a few times, such as when Jesus was arrested and Peter denied even knowing Jesus. But in the end, Peter was able to get back up and continue walking in faith. And he became a leading figure in the church. Years later, Peter summed up the lesson that he learned in part on the Sea of Galilee with Jesus Christ that Wednesday night. He said that trials help prove the genuineness of your faith being much more precious than gold. 1 Peter 1:7. This precious faith will be rewarded with praise, honor, and glory, and the incredible happiness that will last forever. Verses 7-9 out of 1 Peter. As Peter learned, trials can make us begin to doubt God and his promises. At times like that, we must ask God for help and keep the faith. If I can leave you with anything on today, Radio Land, I will leave you with keep the faith. Do not doubt. Do not wonder. Do not question God, but keep the faith. Don't allow the enemy to shake your faith in God. Don't allow doubt to creep in. Don't allow doubt to waver and be not in a position to believe and completely trust God. But keep your eyes on Jesus. Know that he is a very present help in the time of trouble. Keep focused. Keep believing God. Keep quoting the word of God. Keep standing on the word of God, knowing that Jesus will never leave you or forsake you. Know that quitting is not an option for you, Radio Land. So you just keep the faith. At this time, before I go off the air, I'm going to bring Dana Duffy back on the line with some announcements. If you would like to partner with the ministry, you can partner with the ministry and sow a seed into Tamiko Stewart International Ministries. Dana?
Yes, thank you, Prophetess. This is a free announcement to leave you guys with today. Just join National Women in Problems every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, to charge you up. And please be prepared that Dr. Tamiko Stewart is getting ready for Chicago relocation. Stay connected via her Facebook and Instagram and Twitter pages. If you are in need of prayer, please give us a call at our administrative offices, 773-345-8722. Again, that number is 773-345-8722. Sow into the kingdom. Partner with Tamiko Stewart International Ministries. We are in need of your financial support. You may give via PayPal using email address give@tamikostewart.com. Thank you, yo. You all have a blessed day.
Thank you so much, Dana, for those announcements. We're so excited that she is going to be a part of the Cornell Radio Show every Saturday as we bring on different guests out of the Chicago, Illinois area and across the nation as a whole. We're working on looking to be on the Cornell Radio Show on our Saturday broadcast. Again, I love you all so much. Pray for us as we relocate the ministry to Chicago, Illinois. We're believing and trusting God. I'm walking in that same faith that I talked about today that Peter exercised when he stepped out the boat and walked on water. I'm literally walking on water, believing God, trying to keep my eyes fixed on Jesus because I know what he said, and I know he's going to bring me through on the other side. So until next Saturday, I love you so much. And remember that quitting is not an option. Goodbye.